So this is something that's really interesting to me, that's kind of fun. And this was sent to me, you know, listeners, again, they can email us at believe@believe.com. That's believe at, excuse me, I said that incorrectly. And I think I said it incorrectly in the last segment. believe@believe.love. Our website is www.believe.love. I don't know if I've been saying that wrong, incorrectly the entire show. Anyway, believe.love. That is our website. So our email is believe@believe.love. This, again, was a really interesting thing that came across my desk. And I love things like this. UFO sightings that really seem real, you know. And Admiral Byrd, B-Y-R-D, he went to Antarctica with our entire Navy. I believe it's called Operation High Jump after World War II. And a lot of people say the Nazis actually escaped, that Hitler actually maybe escaped to Argentina. Who knows? A lot of German people did end up there. And Admiral Byrd did go there. And he gave a conference, I believe, in Chile on the way back. And he said, you know what? The next war is going to be fought, and they're going to be flying crafts that can go across the world in 1 to 2 seconds. He gave this, and it was in a newspaper. You know, this was a real press conference he gave, because he went to Antarctica and they found, some say that he found a continent and he found flying saucers that maybe the Nazis built. People say maybe it was with off-world assistance. And so, and he watched shows like Ancient Aliens, and they talk about this kind of stuff. And there are people from Harvard and MIT on that show. And so it's definitely interesting. But what I love about this is it literally occurred on national TV, on MSNBC, this UFO sighting. And I want to ask you, do you think this is real? Do you think this is for real? And what is this? Because there's no trail behind this UFO. Let's take a look at it now. So for our audio listeners, for our listeners on iTunes at believeiTunes.com and believeAndroid.com, we see it going across the screen. The gentleman is talking in the background, literally on live TV. And then my understanding of it is that after, when this went on TV, I guess again, or the replay came on, it was gone. Like they edited this out. And somebody might say, oh, it could be edited in. But I don't know. It seems like a lot of work. And my understanding is this came from the live portion of the broadcast. And then when it was replayed, it was gone. So I thought this was very interesting. There's so many of these. We're going to get into more of them. The ones that look credible, the interesting things. I don't know if it's real or not. Somebody, if you can, do some research and let me know. But this is a really cool UFO sighting on live TV, apparently, from MSNBC very recently, within the past week here. And I thought it was really, really cool. So take a look at youtube.com/believeLovesYou or our website, www.believe.love, and check it out. And we're on Twitter, of course. It's believeLovesYou on Twitter. Or at Believe Loves You, right? And facebook.com/believeLovesYou. My God. facebook.com/believeLovesYou as well. So we want to find solutions here. We want to find the most interesting things, help to awaken the world. And you can do that by spreading our videos, spreading the audio, spreading the links. You become part of the solution, because actually, we are growing so much. We're harmonizing so much, and there's so much good in everybody's heart. Let's help to bring it out. You help to bring it out of me when you comment and share the video. So thank you so much for joining me on Believe. I'm Nicholas Upchurch. Have a good day or night, wherever you may be.